This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Well, morning in my world. It's afternoon in my world because I've been up since 5 in the morning.
Good morning in my world.
Good morning in her world. Neither Rahimi, neither Harris, nor Grody here today. Instead, you get the dynamic duo, the reunion in the building, Gabe Ramirez and the wonderful Kate Constable. Welcome.
Gabe, it's so good to be back with you.
I know. Air horns needed for sure. Kate and I did many a show together on the BetQL network. Somebody called it the Better Angle, and then there was another name though too, right?
No, we've been the Better Angle. Well, we initially did the college football stuff,
right?
Ooh, that was
you bet. What?
No, that was BetQL way back in the day. BetQL game day. Yeah, I mean it's been years.
Been doing
She's no, neither. I feel like one of us should be able to remember the name.
Fair.
We got 4 hours to do
it. The good thing is we're on the show right now together, with some already built-in chemistry baked in, and so we get a chance to talk. Now you and I, we've tailgated at Bears games together. Bear game together. So we, you know, I know your love for this team and your husband's as well. And, you know, I want to preface this whole thing that we are going to have a positive show today. We talked about it a little bit in crosstalk, but we're not going to be, there's not going to be Debbie Downers today on the show. We're going to try to put a positive spin on everything Chicago Bears as we head into this game against the Lions.
I mean, heading into the weekend too, like it's the first weekend of the new year.
Come on.
We got to have positive thoughts going into the new year. The past year is behind us. Old Bears seasons are behind us. And I think having the positive spin, Gabe, that's what this team needs going into a game against the Lions, in a game that is meaningless in terms of, you know, Bears have already won the division.
Yeah.
But there is still a lot to this game, and positive spin, I think that's where it's at.
It's odd because, you know, if we can validate the negativity for a second, right? This is a Bears team that is 11-5. Again, as you mentioned, you know, walking away with the North. But there's this icky feeling lingering, whether it has to do with this last game and the need to have revenge, or going into a playoffs where you're not sure where you rank amongst the teams that are there. It's like this cynic nature that we have as Bears fans where we try to put this spin on it. But no, not today, baby.
Mm-mm.
We took the North. We're feeling good. We're going up against the Lions. But it begs the question, you know, because when I'm thinking about this game in particular, I think back to week one, and that's what everybody's been talking about, right? All the talking points this week. Oh, they put a 52 burger up on the Bears. But are you over the Lions' loss from week two? Are you over it? Because I am. I'm over. Yeah, I could care less about that week two loss. But are you over
it? I've been over it.
Oh, you're over it too?
I'm over it. And I think everyone should be over it. I think there's a lot you can look at and take away from it. And, I mean, obviously understand the result and not wanting that result to repeat itself in week 18. But that was week two, Gabe. We've had 16 weeks of football between the two. If you're not over it by now,
I think there's too many Bears fans that are holding on to it. You know, you got to let these things go. You're letting the week two loss against the Detroit Lions linger too long, right? You got to let that go so that way you can move. Like, me personally, when I think about that game, 52 points, listen, I remember it. It was embarrassing, not only for myself. I'm sure, obviously, Ben Johnson felt embarrassed. But Caleb Williams, 19 for 30, 207 yards, two touchdowns. He had that one interception, was sacked four times. That's the most times he's been sacked all season. Mm-hmm. All season.
Four of his 23 this season.
Right. Hasn't been sacked the last two games. So again, like, do I want to remember that? Or is that going to, am I like Michael Jordan looking at the iPad and laughing at it and saying, like, I took that personally 15 weeks ago?
Yes, there is some of that, I think, that will be a part of the locker room conversation, right? There's no way that's not. But in terms of, are we going to dwell on this? Is this a revenge game? I don't think it needs to be a revenge game.
See, that's what I'm saying, Kate. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Oh, I agree with you. I think most people feel that way. And I mean, even just having conversations with people in the city of Chicago and Bears fans, that is the biggest headline. I mean, you Google Bears Lions week 18 and it's Bears getting revenge on the 52 points that Dan Campbell put up on Ben Johnson.
Gabe Ramirez, along with Kate Constable here on 670 The Score, filling in for Raheemy Harris and Grody. The phone lines are open. We got Sean Sears, Grant Leader, handling producer duties today. 312-644-6767. You hear us talking about it, but the question is true. Are you over the Lions' loss in week two? Some people are saying no, Gabe. I keep hearing, we're going to run up the score on the line. What?
Why?
Not why. What? What are we talking about? Why? Yeah, when you say why, is it because you're still holding on to that loss? The Bears are in a different place right now.
This kind of feels like the, you know, you go through a breakup and you're still kind of attached to the person for a little while, and like everything they post on social media bothers you for a little bit, and then you finally hit that point where you're like, I don't care. Nothing you do bothers me anymore.
It's just because even if they lose the game, right? I mean, yes, we know you can move down to the third seed, but the Eagles are sitting people. I think the Commanders have a decent squad that they can handle that, no matter, you know, against the B team that the Eagles are putting out there. So you're kind of set in that. I don't know. I just don't like the narrative. I don't like the narrative that this needs to be a revenge game. The Bears need to put up 50 points on them. And then I think the Bears are in a better place. They understand where they're at. Why try to get fuel in that way? Just be the better team.
Well, what is a win? What is a 50 burger on the Lions proof this week that the Lions aren't
Super Bowl, Kate? That's you put up 50 on the Lions. People, including myself, feel confident that the game plan for the Bears is something that they can execute if they execute at a high level, can take them to the Super Bowl. But if you put up 50 points against the Lions, who you know don't want to get embarrassed, and then it says to me that, you know, the Bears are playing their best football in December, and this is the best. And then now you've, what you once thought was a ceiling, they've broken through that to another level. What do you think if the Bears put up 50?
I mean, I think that's huge, but like, does that, in the conversation of getting revenge on Dan Campbell for Ben Johnson, like, I don't think Ben Johnson necessarily cares. Like, he thinks he got back at his former team in that aspect. I mean, in terms of like what it means on field play and the Bears going into the playoffs with a ton of motivation.
Momentum.
Momentum. Thank you, Gabe.
I got you.
Like that would be huge, but I don't think Ben Johnson sees this as like, I need to put up 50 on Dan Campbell because he did that to me earlier on in the year. And that's what's going to prove that I am the better of the two, or the Lions are, you know, lost without me.
Yeah. The Lions put up 14 points in every quarter except the third when they put up 10. I mean, they ran up the score 28-14 at the half. And then, of course, 52-21 at the end of the game. Jahmyr Gibbs, 94 yards and a touchdown. David Montgomery, 57 yards and a touchdown. Amon-Ra, they had two receivers over 100 yards. Again, the explosive plays will hurt the Bears that first time around. Amon-Ra, say, around 9 catches, 115 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's rough.
I mean, if I'm Nation Wright and Tyreek Stevenson, then maybe they can not be over that loss.
Defense shouldn't be over the loss.
There you go. The defense shouldn't be over it, but the team should as a whole. I think, I don't know, it's just such new territory, right, Kate? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're thinking about the Bears as a whole, we as a fan base, being 11-5, your team being 11-5, playing an inconsequential game, right, realistically. Yeah. I mean, yes, seeding, I understand that, but overall, you're in the playoffs, you're in the dance. I don't know how to act.
It's a luxury that the Bears have not had in decades. To be able to go into this game and say, okay, it doesn't really matter in terms of a positive, because we're being positive today, Gabe. Like, it hasn't mattered for a long time because the Bears have been terrible for a long time.
Terrible.
But to go into a game being winners of the North and kind of being able to say, okay, outside of the seeding, and yes, that is important, this game doesn't matter a whole lot. That's just uncharted territory.
And I want to be clear, both Kate and I agree that we want the Bears to win this game.
1,000%.
You want the positive momentum, as you mentioned. But again, I think the reason why you want to win shouldn't be revenge. You should want to win because you're just the superior team and you're imposing your will on the Detroit Lions. Shouldn't be because, oh, you beat me up. You beat me up a week ago, and now I got to see you after school.
Right.
So I can catch you now that I'm bigger.
I think also, like, you have to look at that game in terms of that was week two. That was the second game of Ben Johnson's head coaching tenure with the Chicago Bears.
Colston Loveland, not one catch.
I was just going to point that out. One target, that's it. Not a single catch. Yeah. You had Luther Burden, 5 yards, one catch. The run game hadn't gotten going yet whatsoever early on in the season. So, I mean, there were so many points of week two that have grown immensely. Whereas these, it's a different ballgame.
Yeah. Well, I know you guys aren't over it. I know that because we hear it on the streets every single day. So I'm curious. Are you over this Lions loss from week two, or does it still sting? Do you still want some sort of revenge? 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez here with Kate Constable filling in for Raheem Harrison. Grody, let's go to the phone lines. We got Aaron out in Milwaukee. Aaron, the Bears obviously lost in week two, then went on a run. So I feel like they should be over it, but are you over it?
No, and they shouldn't be over it neither, because I'm still not over the 7 seconds that mysteriously got put back on the clock. That should have been a 14-21 ball game going into halftime. I think people tend to forget that, yes, they made a great catch on the sidelines, but when he came down with the ball, there was no time left on the clock. So, no, I want revenge. I want to rub it in their face. They rub it in ours. Why not? Why not? I mean, I hear you guys going, why? My question to y'all is, why not? If you got a wounded animal, you're supposed to kick it. The best time to kick something is when it's down. You're supposed to kick. Do I have to keep calling back in the score every show and tell y'all that we should want the smoke? We should want all the smoke. We should get all our revenge this year, because next year isn't promised.
It isn't promised. Aaron, I think for me, right, I'm here with all of that in terms of keeping your foot on their throat and winning the game. And, you know, if they put up 55, so be it. It's the revenge factor. It's the mindset of still feeling like you got to prove something to the Lions, where you've already proven to be the best team in the North. So if you just continue to – I want the reasons to be a little different.
Really? No. No.
Fair enough. I hear you, Aaron.
I think there also, Gabe, is like, at some point, act like you are the team that has been here. And they haven't been here, but like, you're here now. You've arrived.
Right.
That type of thing.
I think the game against the Packers, when I think about that one, right, there was a revenge factor there. There was so much at stake. They are the Packers. They beat you 2 weeks ago. You felt like they got away with one. That I understand. The Lions, they're not even in the playoffs. I want to beat the Lions. I want the Bears to beat the Lions. I just want the reasoning to be different. I just want you to be the dominant team. I don't need it to be because of revenge.
You want to be the better team on the field this weekend. And you want to have the momentum going into the first round of the playoffs.
For sure.
Right. Especially coming off the loss to the 49ers. Like, this is important for those reasons. It's important for looking forward into the future. It's not as important for looking back and being like, we got you back.
Yeah, exactly. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Jim out in Crystal Lake. Jim, what do you think about this one? Revenge the biggest factor here?
His seeding is more important than revenge. I mean, I think it's a bad take that we got to score 50. Gabe, that would be nice, and I would take that. But I think just getting the win for the second seed, because you never know what can happen in that first round. We could get two home games if we win the first and there's an upset with Philly. So
And then obviously, you know, with the one seed, you're going up against teams that are very similar, right? They might be facing teams in the NFC West, so they might go down, and that could earn you. That's a great point, Jim, that when you're thinking about what the motivating factors are, well, we're saying it should be simply because you're the better team. You've already taken the North. Act like you've been there. You're pointing out the fact that the motivating factor should be seeding and then revenge, right?
Exactly. And I mean, I don't want to really play a West Coast team in the first round, even though they're not used to the cold. I think the Packers, actually, and I hate to say this, are the weaker team, especially without Micah. So,
yeah, that's it. Thanks for the call, Jim. I mean, we're going to get into that conversation later. Jeez. I mean, speaking of revenge, they're going to have revenge on their mind. And I think that's why some Bears fans don't.
The Lions
want,
or the Packers?
None of the Packers.
Okay, I was going to say.
In the event that you face them in the
1,000%.
First round. Like, they're a team that's going to have...
Especially with the proximity of games.
Right.
Like, this isn't going back to week two. This is going back to a couple weeks ago when we played the Packers.
That's a great point.
Like, that was week 16.
I mean, that's the one thing that obviously, I don't want to say scares, but, you know, is in the back of all Bears fans' minds when they think about, you know, a third meeting with the Green Bay Packers, or for anyone for that matter, is that, you know, they're going to have just a tad bit more oomph or pep in their step because they're going to want to get back. But, you know, they are a wounded animal. I mean, Jordan Love sitting out the last week, even though he's been cleared for the concussion protocol, says a lot about their team and what they're trying to do. Yep. Josh Jacobs, same thing. I mean, listen, every team in the playoffs obviously is good, but having to face your division rival is tough.
And again, going back not only to week 16, but week 14. So third meeting in what, 6 week span, 7 week span?
Yeah.
And you go back to those games too. I mean, the Bears had a 4% chance to win that second meeting? Like, it's not like it. The Bears put up 52 on the Packers in that meeting, yeah, kind of like that Lions game. So I agree that the Packers are probably the weakest team that the Bears could face in the first round, but that's still scary to me. A divisional opponent that,
yeah,
I mean, really has had success against the Bears this season, despite splitting the regular season.
Yeah, it's gonna be a tough one. Got some good text messages coming in. One from the 847. They say your nickname should be K-Con.
Oh, that was my nickname
instead
in high school.
A-Con?
K-Con. It was.
A-Con?
Yep.
K-Con
and Young Jeezy.
I love it.
Yep.
I could just imagine.
That's when A-Con was like hot back in the day. I mean, those were my high school years.
Listen, I can only imagine a young Kate Constable singing that song at Iowa University.
Oh, no. Go back to those Minnetonka high school days.
Oh, is that what it is?
Just cruising the streets of the suburbs listening to A-Con.
Oh, man.
Yep.
You guys are hardcore out there. Got to watch out for those people. Someone else just said, another one from 847, the pass is for losers. I just want to win.
Yeah.
Love that. Another 224, the Bears try to score 80 to get as much offensive work in as possible. That brings me to my next question, right? Because the phone lines are open. Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable, filling in for Raheem Harrison Grody. Why? Why are Bears fans, why are you listening? Why are you so confident that the Bears are going to win on Sunday? And the reason why I ask that is the first meeting they put up 50 on you.
Mm-hmm.
Did something happen all of a sudden in your mind that just gave you this newfound confidence that Bears fans haven't had in years where you walk into a game? No one's saying, yeah, 24-27, you know, like the, when you're predicting scores,
right.
21-20, 21-20. No one's saying that. People are like, Bears by 10. So my question to you is, why? You love your team so much. Aaron from Milwaukee, you can call back into because you're talking about the Bears need to go ahead and get the revenge. Why are you just – what are the Bears doing? What about this team? What specifically about this squad has you so confident that the Bears are winning this game? Again, we're talking about positivity here on the show today. So I'm curious. 312-644-6767. You have the Bears winning the game, getting the number two seed. But the question is why? Look in your soul. And answer that for me, all right? It's Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable, filling in for Raheem Harrison Grody, right here taking your calls next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How do you describe what that felt like?
Yeah, it's never a good taste when you get beat like that, you know, so handily. And fourth quarter wasn't even close. So, yeah, leave it at that.
And we still feel that way because most people, when they go to the casino, can tell you about their losses and not necessarily the wins. It's Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable here on 670 The Score, filling in for Raheem Harris and Grody on this January 2nd. And you're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers in Pottawatomie Casino. Of course, Chicago taking on Detroit on Sunday, and you can tune in. That's happening from 12 to 3:25. The local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Cruz, Patrick Manley, and Mully, they're going to get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, I was talking about the pregame show here on The Score, they're going to have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard right here on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. All right, so Kate and I, gearing up for this game on Sunday, we're talking to ourselves, and, you know, I feel confident. that the Bears are going to win. My mailman feels confident. The doorman at the restaurant I went to 2 days ago when we were talking felt confident. But I never get to the question why, Kate. And that's what we're asking you right now. Phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. You know the Bears are going to win on Sunday, but why? Why are you so confident all of a sudden?
I think a lot of it is what Detroit's looked like down the stretch, what they've looked like the last couple of games. It's not the same fear-inducing team that put up 52 on the Bears. This has been a different team at different points in the season, and right now it's the worst version of this team. So I think that's why Bears fans, they look at this and they're like, okay, well, we can beat this version of the Lions, and people aren't going to come out and say this version. It's just the Lions as a whole, but it's different when they're playing, their secondary is as banged up as it is. Jared Goff hasn't quite been playing like typical Jared Goff with the turnovers against the Vikings, things like that. So it's recency bias of the current iteration of the Lions that has Bears fans believing so wholeheartedly that they're going to come out and put the smackdown on the Lions.
It does feel that way. It feels that way because the reason why it's hard for me to swallow it, because I've seen bad Detroit Lions teams.
Oh, there's been plenty of them.
Plenty of them. And then all of a sudden, you know, they find Ben Johnson and Dan Campbell, Jared Goff. They put together these wonderful pieces. Jahmyr Gibbs, they steal David Montgomery for us. And then all of a sudden, they become this feared Lion. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard for me to just say, oh, okay, they're done again. They went away, and the Bears are now this team that should be winning. But again, I'm curious. I have my thoughts. I want to know what say you. Let's go to Dre out in Chicago. Going to let us know why he thinks the Bears are going to win on Sunday. Why is it? Why are we so confident, Dre?
Hey, how y'all doing? Happy New Year to y'all.
Happy New Year to
you. Man, you know, I'm really confident about it because, man, I just feel like the Bears are just a better team. I feel like the Bears will come out this game, be the tougher team. Through the course of this game, we will be able to run the ball and set that up through play action. We've been playing playoff football the last 3 or 4 weeks, actually. The Bears have been gearing up to start this playoff run. And I feel like the Lions are kind of, no disrespect to the Lions, but they're kind of packing it in. They a lot of injuries. They've been beat up this year. A lot of tough games. So I just think just the circumstances and the point we at right now, the Bears are ready to continue this thing. The Lions are ready for the offseason.
It's interesting because, you know, when you look at the squad, like, and you're thinking about them packing it in, it just seems so odd. And then when you're trying to stack the teams up against each other, they're still kind of close, right? You mentioned the running game, Dre, but if you were to put Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery up against DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manunga, I think we'd all say we'd lean towards the Lions on that. Yep. When you're looking at the wide receiver, remember, Rome's not playing. Luther Burden's banged up a little bit. So, you know, again, you're talking about comparable, if not better, on the Lions side. Quarterback is the only one that you might make a good argument for, but, you know, Caleb's come on as of late. Again, it's interesting. It's an interesting conversation, Dre. You know what I'm saying? It's interesting to think that the Bears are just sure clearing away the better team.
Yeah. I think a lot of that has to do with the momentum we got going as well. So I think a lot of that, you know, that momentum carrying us this season, you know, that can make or break teams.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, Kate, I think a lot of people underestimate what happened when they got rid of or when they were relieved of Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. Mm-hmm. You know, Dan Campbell was a good rah-rah coach, but he was also good to hire the right people. And when you get to bring in Ben and when you get to bring in Aaron Glenn, those are your right people. When they leave, it's like to have to replace them immediately when you weren't necessarily sure they were going to be gone or not, it has an impact. And let's not forget, this is a squad that thought they were going to the Super Bowl last year. They thought they were the team of destiny, that this was it. This was the year. And, you know, people talk about a Super Bowl hangover, but when you're a team that doesn't make it and then you lose your coordinators, how are you going to listen to two new guys that – where Ben Johnson's having the success he's having, you know, when you're thinking about why a team crumbles, that's what mm-hmm. I'm talking about. Why am I listening to you? My offensive coordinator is with the Bears, and they won the North. You don't know what you're talking about on this play call. Or you don't know. You're calling the wrong play on the wrong down. Things like that can make a team crumble.
Well, it's not just the offensive and defensive coordinator. They lost all sorts of position coaches right. as well. So like all of those relationships within the locker room that don't get so talked true. About enough, like those are gone too. And what has Antoine Randle-L done for the Bears this year? A ton.
Spark plug.
Exactly. And so you take that away from the Lions, like let's forget about Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. Like there are so many other coaches here that Terrell Williams went to the Patriots to be their defensive coordinator. I mean, JT Barrett, quarterbacks coach here with the Bears. Like those types of things don't get talked about enough, but that has, it doesn't have as big of an impact as the OC and DC, obviously, but for individual players and those relationships that they have and how they develop within the system, like that matters too.
Yeah, and you heard Ben Johnson say that, you know, what is happening inside the locker room with this team and within the organization, it is special.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't happen often, and he's been a part of some great runs in Detroit, so he understands that. And I think there is something happening within it, and it just goes to show when you don't have that, how quickly a team can fall apart. It's Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable filling in for Raheemy Harris and Grody here on 670 The Score. Let's go back out to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. The question is, why do you feel so confident that the Bears are going to beat the Lions on Sunday? What is it about the team? What is it specifically that you're saying? Right? Think about where you were in week two after that loss. Think about where you're at now. But what is it that's giving you that confidence?
The whys.
The whys. Let's go to Scott out in Highland Park. Maybe he has the whys. Scott, why are you so confident? What is it? What that's making you feel that way?
I'll tell you what it is. It's culture. Okay? And Ben Johnson, they lost a ton of culture with Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson, and we gained a ton of culture with Ben Johnson and the coaches that he picked to run this staff. There is no doubt in my mind, regardless of the Lions' health, playoff situation, the Bears are the better team because Ben Johnson has put them in a position to win every game, even the games they've lost, the San Francisco game, the Green Bay game. Eight games we had a chance to come back. Six of them we won. I'll take those percentages any day. You cannot say enough about the way he's put this team in a position to win and the way that these players have responded. We're the better team. Thanks.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. That's a great point, Kate. Uh-huh.
I wonder if Bears fans would be as confident if this game were being played earlier on in the season. Like if this were a Week 15 game. And to his point, the culture was still established in week 15. So, yes, I think that is a massive part of it, is that this is just completely different than what Bears fans have seen for, I mean, Gabe, go back. Yeah. 2018, maybe. Like, there was culture there for a long time. And so it's more of, and what we've heard even just from a couple callers this morning, is it's less of the X's and O's and on-field play and more of, like, what everything else has changed for this organization.
It's true, right? And then when Scott talks about culture, we could feel it, even as fans.
Yeah.
There is this notion that the Bears won't give up on you, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not just the comeback victories. I more so mean, like, the coaching staff won't allow for shortcomings. No, you better play your best. He's held them to that standard since the very beginning. And I think that's what it is. And I think, listen, do I think the Bears are better than the Lions? Yes. But I don't think that they're winning 10 out of 10 games against the Lions. So that's where the hesitancy comes from. But I think overall, when you're talking about this squad, they should beat them. And again, the culture plays a lot into that. I think that it's interesting. All right, listen, Aaron called earlier today, and I'm curious to see what he has to say about the why, because he didn't answer that earlier. Aaron, I know you back.
Yeah, I thought I heard you say call back. And
yes, I did.
Well, okay, so here's the why. They swept us last year. They beat us this year. You want to go into the playoffs with a win, and you also want to get – that's another monkey, another chip that you want to X. Everybody said, well, X the Packers and get a win against the Packers, and you want to check that. You want to check Detroit, too. They are in our division. It is a division game. It does help with seeding. And quite frankly, just right now – our offense is hot right now. That's why I believe we should win, because our defense is trash. We can all agree our defense is not stopping the cold. But our offense is playing good, and it should want to continue to play good going into the playoffs.
Okay.
That's the why.
I love
it. That's the why. So, you know, that right there. And that, and again, it's Detroit, and you got to keep that whole city where it's supposed to be, in the garbage can where it belongs. There's us, and then there's them.
You're right.
Anything that's in our division is against us. So Minnesota, Green Bay, and Detroit are all garbage, and we should always want to get at least one win, if not a sweep, but at least one win a season.
I love it. Thanks for the call, Aaron. He's right.
He is.
Detroit is trash. No, I'm just playing. Shout out Robbie Triano. I know he's listening somewhere out there. Listen, the Lions in their last couple of games. Okay, obviously the one against Minnesota, as you mentioned, ton of turnovers in that one. But they put up 24 against Pittsburgh, 34 against the Rams. They put up 44 against the Cowboys, 24 against the Packers. I mean, they put up numbers. So just like the Niners, you're going to have to put up some points in order to win. And, you know, that Niners game was one of the few games throughout the season where the Bears' offense looked competent for four quarters as opposed to just the fourth. So, it's a tall task. That's why I asked the question, why, Kate? Because it's not a given that the Bears are going to win. I think they're better, but they're not going to win 10 out of 10 times.
No, and
I'm supposed to be positive today.
I know we're kind of switching gears, and it's hard not to. But we have to talk about all aspects of this game,
yes.
Right? I would feel so much more confident going into this game if I thought our defense could hold the Lions to 10 points.
Like, not going to happen.
Like the Vikings. Exactly. So, like, we could find ourselves in another shootout. It's probably not going to be the same as last week against the 49ers, like that high of a scoring and back and forth. But
yeah.
I'm confident in the offense, and I think Bears fans should be extremely confident in what's going on offensively, especially over the last couple of weeks. But the confidence would come full circle and, like, complete the circle if I knew the defense could hold, because there's still a ton of talent on this Lions offense.
Yeah. Yeah, and the question remains with that offense and that shootout that could potentially be looming, you know, will Caleb Williams hit that 4,000-yard mark? And that's what a lot of people have been talking about. Bears fans have been buzzing. But the question is it a milestone, like we think as fans, or is it just a number, like Ben Johnson has stated? We're going to tell you what's real and what needs context and whether or not we think Caleb will reach that marker. It's Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable filling in for Raheemy Harris and Grody, and we'll discuss QB1, number 18, after the break. Don't go anywhere. It's 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Score. And the biggest team goal is still in front of him. Caleb Williams talking about his 4,000 yards. And we're going to chat a little bit about it as well. It's Gabe Ramirez along with Kate Constable filling in for Raheemy Harris and Grody here on 670 The Score. Now, when you're thinking about, listen, I am already satisfied. I want to be very clear. I know there's a lot of people out there that are like, 4,000 yards, got to get it. It's embarrassing. Bears are the only organization about 4,000. I get that, and I'm here. I want to validate those feelings that you feel embarrassed. However, sign me up for whatever he just did in whatever capacity, even if it was through 16 games. If it was like old school 16 games, and I didn't need the 17th. I'm happy with what Caleb Williams has done in year two. I want to be very put that marker out there. I'm happy with what Caleb Williams has done so far in year two. Do I think he'll hit 4,000? Even if he doesn't get it Sunday, do I think he'll get it at some point in his career? Absolutely.
Yeah, this is not a happens this year, never happens type of thing for Caleb Williams. So if it doesn't...
He had 3,500 in his first year.
He's been consistent in back-to-back years. 37 right now, 3,700, you know, a little plus that. And what do you say, 3,500?
3,541 his first year.
Yeah, so he's right there.
Right there. Nothing's wrong with what he's doing right now. I love what it is. He's 270 to get it on Sunday. I think it will be a certain level of shootout. I think a lot of yak will be involved there. 270 sounds right. Didn't he look? I was in San Francisco for the game.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't covering it. I was just getting wasted.
You were having fun. You were doing it right.
I was tailgating out there. Which I want to shout out the police of Santa Clara. Usually, this is my 20th year tailgating with my family, and first year was 2005. We went over it. 2005, me, my cousin, his best friend, and his brother-in-law, the four of us, in a small Toyota Corolla driving to Detroit 4 hours.
Oof.
And that was our
first. That's a packed car.
Back in the day, I said 20 years ago. I was young. Okay. I was a teenager. I was just like, get in the car. Like, yeah, we'll do it. But, you know, now you get out to Santa Clara. And so we've been to 20 years worth of tailgates. And typically, they tell you to leave after the game. Uh-huh. Like, you got to go. Like, once the traffic's done or whatever. And we'll always attempt to start up the grill just in case, you know, a little wasted.
Might as well try it.
A couple burgers left over. So in Santa Clara, we do that. And the police are right next to us. Our tailgate. And we were like a stomping ground for Bears fans because there were so many of us. So whenever people would see us, they would just stop by and they would congregate there. And so when the game finished, we start the grill up immediately. We're drinking, we're boozing, we're everything. And the cops are right next to us and we're trying to hide the grill, which is stupid because there's smoke coming out everywhere.
And you can't hide a grill game.
I'm like, we're drunk. So I'm like, put it on the side of the back.
Get a blanket, yeah. Cover it.
Blow the smoke with the, yeah, that didn't work. So the end of the game comes, or excuse me, the end of the traffic, like, you know, the mad rush to leave. And they're on like little bicycles, you know, because it's California. And they get towards us, and I'm like, damn. And we all like, don't make eye contact. And they just drove right by us. They didn't care. Then, right, because they left, they were like the patrol group. Then they had like the cop car going through aisles with like a little golf cart behind it, like, you know, telling people skedaddle. Didn't stop by us.
Didn't say anything to you guys.
Left. They did it for everyone. And then it was us and one other group that were out there. So shout out to Santa Clara Police because they let us. And we stood there till like, oh my God, at least midnight. And mind you, it's 2 hours earlier back over there. So
the game starts at 5, right?
Game ended at 8:30. We had a 4 hour
post-game tailgate.
Anyways, maybe
the Santa Clara Police have a soft spot for Bears fans.
Clearly, because we lost. So they felt bad for us. But I was at that game and it did feel great to see so much offense so early where they were able to answer every single strike that the San Francisco 49ers were able to put up. And so I could see something similar happening where, as you mentioned in the last break, right, the Lions are going to put up points. Lions are going to score. How confident are you that you know, because it's just that one game, right? It's not like they've done that consistently. But why are you so confident, if you are, that the Bears can pull that off again?
One, I think in this game, I mean, Ben Johnson has said in his press conferences, the Caleb record doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Winning first. Ben Johnson is still a competitor and he's like the ultimate competitor. He wants that for Caleb. He's never going to come out and say it and he shouldn't. And that's fine. But I think he wants that. So I think you see a very pass heavy offense on Sunday against the Lions. And so why wouldn't they be able to put up points in that, especially when you're passing against a Lions defense, a Lions secondary that's been garbage.
And what we have learned about Ben Johnson this season is that he does take things personally and he will be petty enough to prove you wrong. Whether that's getting Colston Love in the ball, making sure his run game is working. Even last game, I felt against the Niners, you know, the Bears know their identity. Mm-hmm. They are a run first team that plays and has opportunistic defense where they're getting turnovers and then allowing Caleb to manage the game at a higher level than a regular game manager, right? That's who they are. But then against the Niners, what do they do the first three plays? Pass.
Yep.
It's like, what are we doing? Because they want to prove it, you know, because they want to prove that that's who they are. So I hope this game, and because then the second series, they went out and did run on pass, that, and then it didn't work. So I hope this game, they just come out and pound the rock and make sure that that's, you know, just people know who you are. It's okay because you do it well and do it well enough to win the game handedly against the Lions.
In terms of if this...
Sustained drives also, Kate, is what I'm really thinking about when I think about the road to success and victory here.
Is that the road to success in terms of a win for the Bears or for Caleb to hit this mark in this game?
Both, right? I think the Bears, I don't know why they, I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't know why they've been shying away from who they are.
Yeah.
And they'll get there. They get there by the fourth quarter, but just start that way, right? Just run. It's okay. You don't want Caleb to throw the ball 35 times? Fine. We don't either. Run the rock.
It's not surprising anyone. Like you're not faking anyone out.
Right.
At this point in the season, every team knows their opponent's identity.
Give me a 12-play, 8-minute drive for a field goal.
Fine. Well, okay, field goal, let's pump the brakes that. We need to find the end zone there.
We definitely don't want that. All right, what does our next guest think about the Bears' offense, how sustainable this can be, and whether or not the Bears will put up, or how many points the Bears will put up against the Detroit Lions. Up next, we got Adam Hoge from CHGO, and he will tell us just that. He is inside the locker room. He gets to ask the questions, and he gets to see the confidence level of these guys up close and personal. So what does he think is going to happen against Detroit Lions on Sunday? We'll discuss after the break. It's Gabe Ramirez. It's Kate Constable filling in for Raheemy Harrison Grody, right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.